Well, lively debate ongoing on bringing a birthday cake to a restaurant, Curtis. Are you checking the reviews at Joey's Red Tomato or whatever the place is called, New Jersey?
Tomatoes, one star after one star. Oh, my God. It's don't go here. Don't take your kids here on their birthday unless you want to get lectured by the owner.
Doreen regrets her outburst, let me tell you.
You think she does? Yes. I don't think Doreen cares.
No, she don't.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't.
Jennifer Matherly, one star. Not what I would call kid-friendly.
Wiggy, how did you describe bringing a cake to a restaurant?
And listen, I love ghetto-ish, but that's a ghetto move.
Oh, what? It's a ghetto move to bring a birthday cake
to a place that you ain't like, oh, we having a birthday here and we telling everybody. We just last minute, we pulling it out and going, all right.
Even if they don't serve cake?
No, I don't care.
I don't even think they serve you at your seat. Joey Tomatoes, I believe you order at like a desk and they call a number and you go pick it up.
Like, that would be like for, because you don't really understand it. That would be like.
How do I not understand
that
it?
That would be like me.
You're not ghetto.
No, that'd be like me going to Wahlburgers, getting a bunch of burgers, having drinks and everything. And then at the end of it going, oh, by the way, pull out the cake so we can blow out the candles for our kid. That's a
literally
ghetto move.
No issue.
But that's who does that impact?
Mrs. Wahlburger would probably happily oblige.
No, no.
She'd help sing.
That's a ghetto move. Stop it.
Wahlburger.
You know what you do?
Well, is it Mrs. Wahlburger, like the main gal behind it?
Wahlburg.
Yes. I'm talking about.
Sorry.
Wait, I'm
sorry.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about their mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I think that was the restaurant. And Hingham or something.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, at the risk of disgusting Wiggy, I have done this successfully and unsuccessfully multiple times over the years.
Yeah.
And when the restaurants don't want to do it, they just cite health code concerns.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, I won't bring a cake then. But my guess is Doreen was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
And sounds like nobody wants to ask Doreen if it's okay.
No, I don't think so. Well, it won't happen again at a restaurant, and neither will a lot of people dining there, I am guessing. So, all right, what else is left when it comes to today's news?
Let's head to Florida.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
51-year-old Michael Joseph Simpson has been arrested on a felony attempted murder charge after authorities say he shut off a diver's air supply system while he was in the water searching for lobsters. So he did this because he thought that the victim was parked in his lobster area. He parked his boat, anchored his boat in the lobster area that Simpson said is his domain.
Okay, I can understand the dispute, but then you don't shut the man's air off while he's under the water.
No, you do not.
I mean, that's an extreme reaction.
Correct.
Okay.
So he like jumped in the water at one point and was so irate and then said, I'm going to turn this air supply off. He did it. Yeah. Then the captain of the other boat got really upset. Simpson took off, but I will say, to his credit, he turned himself in to authorities. But yeah, he's being held on $10,000 bond.
I mean, people are very protective once they find a really good fishing spot, a place where the fish are biting, or in this case, the lobsters are biting. But I don't believe that you should shut anybody's air supply off. Air supply rejoin chime? No, please don't. Do you know any, are you familiar with Air Supply?
Yes. There's one song that I'm familiar with. The name is escaping me, but if I heard it, I would know exactly.
I'm All Out of Love.
Yeah. That's it.
And I'm so lost without you.
I'm All Out of Love.
Yeah.
Greg, can I ask you a question?
You should have worked the lyric of that into the vows.
Oh, you're great point. That's such a miss by me.
Can I ask you a question about Air Supply?
Yes.
Why did they, wasn't it originally Jefferson's?
No.
No, that's
you're thinking of Jefferson, no S. This is so typical you. Jefferson Airplane.
And they changed this Jefferson Starship.
And they changed the Starship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's always been Air Supply?
Yes, Air Supply has always been Air Supply.
Okay.
Jefferson Airplane was the original band, and then they switched to, I think they went just Starship.
Jefferson's Airplane to Jefferson Starship, and then just Starship.
Starship, when they had the massive worldwide hit, We Built This City.
Banger.
Sure. We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
Oh, I know that
yes,
one.
Yes, you know that one.
Yep.
Yeah, ooh, redrum with that?
Okay.
No.
Ah, no. Come on.
You could maybe, Jefferson Airplane had a couple hits. White Rabbit is the one that probably everybody, you know, one pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small.
And if you want a young audience, I don't think this is it.
We built the city is just way
better.
Yeah, we'll, like, one pill makes the rabbit bigger. What?
We have the young audience.
Yeah.
I'm 18 to 34, number one. Boom.
I know We Built This City, but that one I wasn't familiar with.
We Built This City.
Some people think the Wahlburgers built this city.
Yes. No, it was the Wahlburgers' mother.
Also, just factually, just to be clear, sadly, Mrs. Wahlburger has passed away.
Yes. I did just learn that. I'm very sorry. Yeah. Mrs. Wahlburger would probably happily oblige.
Is it Alma Nove named after the mom?
And that's the one in, I want to say, Hingham or Situate?
It's the shipyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the shipyard in Hingham. Excellent restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Superb.
Okay, what else, Courtney?
We have a controversy at an Ohio State Fair. So they have a poster contest every year. The winner walks away with $1,000 in prize money.
Really?
Yes.
So you do the poster, design it for the fair, and they use it the next year?
Correct.
Or so. Okay.
Well, the winner of this year's Ohio State Fair poster contest used AI.
Oh, got him.
And they let them win the thing when artists are drawing it on their own?
So we can hear from fairgoers and artists that are outraged by this.
It's cool, but I would just much rather see somebody else's drawing that might not be actually perfect.
I think it undermines the work that goes into making art. To judge it in that way and reward it as talent or skill, I think, is a disservice to the hard work that everyone else is putting in.
Mm. Yeah, this isn't right.
Nah.
Okay. Thank you. So you agree? Shime and Wiggy would say no problem.
No.
It's
a big
art contest.
Who cares about what?
This is different. This is an art contest.
Yeah. So like we actually got a
person. This person is not an artist. Yeah. ChatGPT is an artist.
Okay.
That's
so
different.
what you're acknowledging is that human beings should not rely on robots to do everything for them.
Me and Wiggy have made it very clear, Greg, and I don't think you understand. We have said that robots can't do everything.
Right.
And we specifically have said that they're never going to overtake us because they can't do everything. And this is a reason why we shouldn't allow them to do this stuff, because it's like you're taking away the artistic integrity.
They should be allowed to do this stuff, but you can't win a contest for it.
Hey, you can do whatever you want on the internet.
Let's call
a
spade. That's a sick poster.
Yeah, cool. It is. But you got to
draw it on Twitter.
It's a good poster.
Yeah, but you got to draw it, though.
Like, but if I'm running the Ohio State Fair, I'm saying next year, that's going to be it. That's a good poster. They need to put it in the rules that you can't use AI or ChatGPT to make
said
poster.
Well, yeah, because now every poster submission next year is just going to be AI submitted.
Right.
And
it ruins the whole entire thing. It's the downfall of society as we know it.
I don't know. After Brooks' last weigh-in when he was a big boy, I made him into a guy signing on National Signing Day for BC, and it's my favorite photo I've ever made, and that was all ChatGPT. So,
What good is that?
Because like, it makes me laugh, makes me smile. Well, like, it brings joy into my life. So, it does things that...
No, it helps you.
Right.
Listen, I can't draw a lick. I could barely draw a stick figure. But you know what I do for my thumbnails for my YouTube channel? I use ChatGPT.
Smart
like
guy.
Like and subscribe.
I do.
Jermaine Wiggins 85. And the ChatGPT imaging is amazing.
It's amazing.
Now, if you have this state fair, you have to have stipulations.
Right.
Like, you have to draw your pictures. And I don't, you know, obviously you have to be able to prove that in some way.
Right.
I don't
so
think
you
that,
basically want every artist who's already struggling to be put out of work.
No,
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm
literally, that's not what we're saying at all.
You're really saying you can't stand sensei. Huh.
No.
Is what you're saying.
We've actually said the complete opposite.
No, what you're saying is that the ChatGPT.
You're putting words in our mouth.
ChatGPT could do as good of a roadshow depiction as sensei.
No.
Nope, because you want to know what ChatGPT can't do? Do it live right there during the show.
But we could, why would we bother dealing with sensei if we could just go to ChatGPT and go, hey, We need some new artwork for the road show season. Right. Please come up with it.
Because we need a printer. We'd have to get a printer.
No, I wouldn't. I love that.
No, it would be so generic. The best part about Sensei is
generic.
That is generic.
Well, what are you talking about? There's nothing about Ohio in there.
It's just kind of electric.
It's generic.
For Sensei always adds things into his drawings that you kind of forget you've talked about. Like, that's the best part about Sensei is he's so detail-oriented. And it makes it more personal. This isn't personal, but it's a good poster.
I think everybody's making good points. Couldn't you say that, like, when you're in the second grade, you need to learn addition, subtraction, multiplication, all that, right? Mm-hmm. Even though there is a calculator waiting for you, it is important to learn these skills so that you have them, even though there is a way around it as you age. Like, so there.
But not everybody can learn a draw, though. That's the thing. That's like a gift.
Of course, I can't draw worth a lick. But I'm saying that when you're in elementary school or when you're competing in these things, it should all just be on your own. And then knowing that later on, if you want to get into this world, then you can use AI as a way to support the skill.
Yeah. During the break, can you ask ChatGPT to draw a new poster for Joey Tomatoes and see what they come up with based on? It'd probably be like a lady, like what's her name,
Doreen,
standing there with a knife and blood on it. Would be the new poster for Joey Tomatoes. All right. Well, is that it on the news, Courtney?
There's just one quick thing.
Yeah.
37-year-old Stephanie DeLuke was taking in a Yankees game from her fourth row seats behind home plate when she was hit in the head by a bat that launched and was not protected by the protective netting that's supposed to protect.
How did it get over the net?
It went through the net.
It went through it?
Yeah. And she's suing the Yankees for $10 million.
Huh. I mean,
which I kind of get. She says she suffered severe injuries and she cannot work anymore.
Well, I mean, you do sign the thing on the back of it. You're supposed to accept that when you accept the ticket, you accept risk of injury.
Really?
Yeah. But mm-hmm.
There's all a bunch of fine print on the back.
Yeah.
Mm. But I mean, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the moment it happened. And that's tough. Yeah,
get you that money. You ain't going to get $10 million, but they give you a little something.
How did the back get through the net?
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's a twist to this story, which I find fascinating. So she claims that she suffered traumatic brain injury as a result, concussion. She has light sensitivity and permanent damage to her neck and hands, unable to return to her normal work duties. However, she appeared on PIX 11's Monica Makes It Happen in late July, less than 2 weeks before the lawsuit was filed. And there is a televised segment where she appears normal and cognitively aware.
Huh.
So,
but that's a short segment. Like, I come and sit down here, but like my bum, I have to go soak after.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you can still do things that
too much information. All right. That's the news. We'll be right back.